from KQED.
The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals will decide whether the federal judge who struck down California's ban on same-sex marriage last year should have disclosed his long-term relationship with another man. As the California Report's Scott Schaefer explains, oral arguments yesterday focused on Judge Vaughn Walker's ability to be fair and impartial about Proposition 8.
Judicial ethics and rules of disclosure require judges to reveal whether they have a personal interest in the outcome of a case before them. Supporters of Prop 8 argue, for that reason, Judge Vaughn Walker should have disclosed he was in a long-term relationship with another man and whether he ever intended to marry him. Charles Cooper, an attorney for ProtectMarriage.com, told an appeals court panel Thursday that a reasonable person could conclude that Judge Walker had a conflict of interest.
That fact is relevant to the issue of disqualification, that fact. And Judge Walker knows the answer to that fact, and we don't.
But several judges questioned that notion. Here's Judge Michael Hawkins, followed by Randy Smith.
A married judge could never hear a divorce?
Would he have to disclose, I've been married, and I've been married for 24 years, and we have a relationship that's kind of difficult.
Arguing for opponents of Prop 8, attorney David Boies said the disclosure standard promoted by the other side would require any minority judge to reveal whether he or she might take advantage of a pro-civil rights ruling.
The only way to know whether a particular judge does or does not have such an interest is to compel disclosure of the minority judge's desires, and to disqualify the judge in the absence of disclosure.
Besides the issue of disclosure, the panel took up another question, whether the Prop 8 trial tape should be unsealed and made public. Both of these issues will likely be settled before this same panel rules on the fundamental question, whether Prop 8 violates the U.S. Constitution. For the California Report, I'm Scott Schaefer.